was signed between Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, witnessed by President Carter at the White House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The largest and the best, the original Spring Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center today through Sunday, featuring local businesses and exclusive show prices. Building or purchasing a new home? Need to speak with a home mortgage expert? Creating or replacing landscape or planting a garden? Need household improvements, interior design ideas, a home theater, new roof, gutters, fencing, lighting, doors, windows, carpeting, flooring, appliances, cabinetry, countertops, tile, decking, painting, weatherproofing, furniture, pool, spa, or barbecue, or information on telecommunications? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects. Speak to the experts. Learn the latest in design, technology, and everything green. First 1,000 people through the gates will receive a free plant. See the landscape display featuring new design ideas from Axner Excavating. Be sure to stop by the barbecue competition Saturday for a sample with your paid admission, and Sunday competition honoring our veterans. Visit the Antique Tractor Show. All this and more at the original Home and Garden Expo, now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. It's everything you've been waiting for and more. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. I don't even know what day it is, except it's Sunday.
It is Sunday.
The 26th. The 26th?
It is the 26th.
What month is it?
It's March.
Very good.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
We're going into tax season.
Going?
That was a month and a half ago. Yeah, we've been deep in the heart of taxes for a month or so, and I'm getting a little worn down. We still got a couple, 3 weeks to go. The last day of the filing season is the 18th this year, because 15th fell on a Saturday and that Monday is a holiday, so they put it out to the 18th. My computer, I've got the blue screen of death, but it looks like it's changing to the blue screen of complete. It's starting to complete the update here. I've been wondering what was going to happen, so I don't have many of my notes in front of me, as usual. But anyway, wow, it looks like it might work. We're at 16% complete.
My kids are.
About 1201.
Oh, boy. Anyway, this is Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm your host, Mark Kent. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
And Red Smith, who's been on a blended glide path, and that's it.
That's it?
Yeah. Blended is right.
End of story?
End of story. That's because we're 23% complete on my update.
Yeah.
So he only gets 23% of his intro.
That's pretty much how it's going to work today. That's pretty much. I guess we have a guest later on at
11.
At 11, yeah. David Horowitz. That should be pretty interesting.
I'm sure he has insightful.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure he has quite a bit to say about the establishment Republican.
He's got a new book coming out. Hmm. If it's not already a big agenda.
No.
Yeah, there's no big agenda out there, is it? Is there?
There's nothing going on.
I'm just wondering when they're going to arrest Obama and his whole court. You know, I mean, good grief. The mainstream media is so out of touch with reality, it's ridiculous.
Oh, they're terrible. And they've gotten worse.
It's gotten so bad. I mean, another thing to take note of is on Facebook that the disinformation news stories out there of that have doubled, tripled, and quadrupled so that, you know, you used to be able to go through on Facebook and find a few headlines here and there. Now you got to wade through about 10 or 15 of them before you find one that's actually real. Yeah. So you got to watch that out there, too. I mean, this whole thing is right out of Germany, you know, the disinformation campaign. You don't know who to believe, what to believe, or how to believe it. And so
you are fake news.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
It's out there heavy, and it's from the left, and then there's a lot of articles and things that appear to come from the right that are complete nonsense and complete junk, too, that are thrown out there for people to latch on to and discredit the information of the right. And there was actually an interesting study done this week that was completed. It said that people on social media repost headlines, and only 56% of the
Read them.
They only read them like 56% of the time.
Well, that's a rule of thumb that you should actually read the articles before you repost them.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
It's a good idea because half of them are crap, and you know, if you're just reposting stuff that has a headline that you like, you know, you might want to look a little deeper.
Yeah, you never know what's actually in the article.
You don't really know, absolutely. So it's crazy out there, and it's going to get crazier. I mean, you've been sick all week, so you're back. Last week you sounded like you about had one foot in the grave.
Well, the official diagnosis was pneumonia, which is apparently fun. It's hope I never go through that again.
Oh, you got to lay around on the couch all week.
Yeah, asking the wife to roll me out into traffic and end it.
Just not big enough hills in Reading was there for her to find to roll you down.
Just take you up to the top of Placer and roll you.
Yeah, maybe.
but yeah, it's, this is a conclusion, about 3.5 weeks since it started. And I think I finally turned the corner on it and starting to feel human again.
Good, good. not that I have any hack at all, but...
there's a lot of sickness going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
There's a lot of people with congestion.
I've been feeling pretty good, but it's this dry cough that never seems to go away. So it's crazy. I know, working on updates, 30% complete. Don't turn off your computer.
Yeah, I actually got where I hacked a couple times so hard I passed out. I had my O2 stats down to like 94 consistent, and the doctor was like, nope, here you go.
Yeah, 94% isn't good.
No, it wasn't too.
Not good.
That's not good.
So, anyway, we're all back here. It's Sunday once again. I'm still waiting for my computer to update, so I have no idea what to talk about at this point.
Well, there's plenty going on.
You're just going to have to ad-lib it.
We're just going to have to ad-lib it.
That's
you know?
Terrible. While we're waiting, I want to say that, you know, yesterday was Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans, and we had a great turnout at the hall. There was a lot of people.
Oh.
One of the best ones we've had.
Wow.
So I appreciate everybody coming out. We had a good time. Had a lot of different speakers. A lot of Vietnam veterans were there for our area, so that was way cool.
Well, I think a lot of people are starting not only just to wake up, but they're starting to feel empowered again, and I think they're starting to get up and engage. Because they're actually starting to think and feel like maybe that engagement can make a difference, where for 8 years you might as well have been pissing into the wind.
Well, you got to get a good mat on, you know. One guy, a guy I learned a lot from a long time ago said, well, every once in a while you got to get a good mat on. You know, get mad, get angry, dig down deep, and start doing something about it. And think for yourself. Quit looking to the media to guide you, because the media is giving you the, you know.
Yeah, they're guiding you.
They're guiding you right
you
down the garden
path.
You
don't have to look to them. You can just look out the door and see what needs to guide you.
My update's 100% complete. Don't turn your computer off.
Don't do it.
That's scary.
Don't do it.
Scary.
Don't do it.
And then also, I want to let people know on May 20th, Missing in America Project is doing their first annual fundraiser for Camp for Life.
Ooh.
And this is going to be a pre-sale event. There will be no tickets available at the door. So if you're interested, give me a call at 221-0101 or at Fred, 226-9900. Our tables will be $300 for a table for 8 people. You get $150 in raffle tickets, and the dinner is prime rib.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already been hit up.
And we're going to have lots of raffle items. And if you just want to help, you know, donate, we'll take your donation. And if you have something you would like to donate for the raffle, we will take that too. But it's for Camp for Life. That's where we do a week out at Whiskeytown at the Need Camp.
Nice.
For the terminally ill children and their families. So it costs a little bit of money out there, but enjoy it.
It's a great program.
It is. But we want to keep it going, and unfortunately, we need some help with that. So,
I got a nice blank screen here with nothing on it.
Well, for those here in Shasta County, too, we also have a grand jury selection coming up again.
Oh, yeah. I think I'll apply for the fourth time and get turned down.
Yeah, not even looked at.
Yeah, they don't even care. You know, it's like, wow, I guess you got to be a member of the club.
Let's see. He's one of those investigative people. We don't want him on the grand jury.
Yeah, we wouldn't want anybody who does, like, reporting and stuff, would we? And you know,
how do they select them? I wonder. They just reach in the hat and pull somebody out. Do you
like McConnell? You're out. Do you like the Board of Supervisors? Nope, you're out. Yeah.
Right three, you're out.
What's your opinion of Bethel Church?
You're out again.
Bye bye.
So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to disparage anybody, but it seems like their selection process. I guess I did disparage somebody just now.
Well, yeah, a little bit. We kind of hit. But, you know, again, truth is truth, whether it's uncomfortable for people or not. And the truth is that the Board of Supervisors in this county are a bunch of bums. Bethel Church and McConnell Foundation have entirely too much influence over policy in our county and our city. And that's uncomfortable, and it's true. And if people have a problem or are offended by that, I'm sorry. If you don't like it, change the truth. But that is the fact of the matter.
Well, now I'm looking at a beach in Greece, it looks like.
Okay.
You know, and
what kind of beach is it?
Really nice beach.
I'm sure it is.
Clear blue water.
You know, and getting back to the grand jury, to be perfectly honest, we probably need to revisit and look at the way that we do our grand jury entirely. Why is something that is supposed to be an independent body of the citizenry that is enabled to investigate and basically keep our local government in check subject to selection and oversight by that exact government through the district attorney's office telling them how to function? There's not a problem with that relationship there? That's not a conflict of interest?
That's all good.
Can't be.
It's funny how none of these guys ever get investigated for anything.
Ever. Even when mountains of evidence is presented by citizens to the grand jury that clearly indicates a pattern of corruption, malfeasance, pandering, nepotism, you name it, it's handed off to the grand jury and it disappears into the depths of, oh, we can't investigate that.
No, why would we do that? Because that would be like what we're supposed to be doing as the grand jury.
Yeah. We'd rather invest our time in creating a report that parrots everything that's been told to us by the powers to be, confirming that the red light cameras are a great thing. Stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, when is the last time that we actually had a real investigation come out of our grand jury?
I have to think about that one. I don't remember actually anything of value that actually came out of that grand jury since I can remember that wasn't investigating stuff that really didn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, they violated the Brown Act, they violated procedure, they violated freedom of speech, they have violated people's constitutional rights. You know, there has been
put a red flex camera system in place by a contract that was signed with a person who was actually convicted of bribing officials in the
32 counts. 32 counts.
Is that all?
Nothing here to see.
Yeah, no problem.
Karen Finley signed the contract with Rick Pacetti, who was instead for Dick Dickerson, I think it was.
I believe so.
And nothing. Not a word.
Yeah.
There's been evidence presented to the grand jury of pandering and corruption when it comes to the planning commission and use of mitigation and how the funds for mitigation banks are used, and clear, concise evidence that basically paints a a perfect picture of the corruption that's going on? Nothing.
Well, speaking of corruption, let's talk a little bit about CalPERS here. I have an article here. It's on Bloomberg View, and it's titled Pension Crisis Too Big for Markets to Ignore. I know we've whipped this horse to death, but we might just ride it a little while, you know, a little while longer into the ground here and just keep beating because, you know, this is like the you remember in 2006, Aaron Crown, the computer scientist, mathematician, you know, that started a website that documented the real-time destruction of the subprime mortgage lending industry, the one they did the big short on?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. The mortgage lender imploded, implode-o-meter. God. So they had a mortgage lender implode-o-meter that caught on like wildfire with the financial market voyeurs. I guess that's how you say voyeurs. I didn't know you could be a financial market voyeur. But, hey, it sounds pretty good. Regularly reaching 100,000 visitors. West Coast lenders, some may recall, were the first to fall into what eventually became 388 casualties. So earlier this year, Jack Dean launched another website in anticipation of a different kind of wave washing up on the California coastline called the Pension Tsunami. This website was originally conceived to provide Golden State taxpayers with a one-stop resource to track news stories on the state's mammoth and numerous underfunded pension liabilities. So you might want to Google Pension Tsunami and see what's there. Dean came about his inspirational honesty. He started tracking the issues in 2004 after the Orange County Board of Supervisors gave a retroactive pension formula increase of 62% to county employees. He said, "I was stunned. It's the main reason Orange County has a $4.5 billion unfunded liability today." Now,
that's one county.
That's one county. Yeah. if you go through the crux of this article, you know, with the highlights, and it's a very good article. I think we're up to $1.9 trillion.
And accelerating.
And accelerating quite fast, you know, quite speedily, bigly, as Trump would say. It's accelerating bigly. I'm not even sure.
Trump says what he's actually saying is big league.
Big league.
People get on him about that.
Okay, big league. Yeah. It's accelerating big league.
Yeah, well, when you go from a jump of saying, "Oh, we think we're maybe $700 billion to "Oh, we're $1.9 trillion and growing," that's a big leak jump.
Well, the question this article's asking is, why haven't the headlines pre-staged pension implosion? In other words, there's crickets in the headlines. You know, I mean, as was the case in the subprime crisis, the writing appears to be on the wall, yet calamity has yet to strike. How so? Call it the the conspiracy of the actuaries, accountants, and their accomplices in office. Wow, does that sound familiar?
Wow.
Remember we asked Francie Sullivan about that? Somebody did, and she goes, "Well, my actuary says everything's okay."
Yeah. Was it drawn in crayon? With little pictures?
Yeah.
I think smiley
faces. I'll go back to my garden now.
Yeah, pedal your ass over there.
You know, so.
Well, it's just the evidence is, it's overwhelming and unglaring. And you have these people that are representative officials that basically stick their fingers in your ears and go, la, 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 la.
So if it's going to implode, it has to implode. Just because it hasn't imploded, so does it, that means it's not going to implode, right?
According to new estimates based off of the fact that they've been selling the portfolio, the unfunded rate could actually reach $6 trillion.
Yeah, I'm looking at right now they've risen to $1.9 trillion from $292 billion since 2007. Credit rating firms have begun downgrading states and municipalities whose pensions risk overwhelming their budget.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey, City, Chicago, Houston, Dallas are some of the issuers in the crosshairs. Morgan Stanley has said municipal bonds issuance is down this year. No crap.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, where's Jerry Brown going to find $6 trillion to cover the liabilities to the state?
Jerry Brown, he's downtown acting like a clown. Yeah.
We got to raise the taxes.
Raise the taxes. Get
the hell out of
the taxes. Raise everybody's taxes, 42% on the gas. Raise the taxes.
It'll solve it all.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, looking at these new statistics, you know, Morgan Stanley, blah, 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 blah. Here we go. Federal Reserve data shows that in 1952, the average public pension had a 90% of its portfolio invested in bonds and cash equivalents. Assets matched future liabilities, but a loosening of state laws in 1980 opened the door to riskier investments. In 1992, excuse me, fixed income and cash had fallen to an average of 47% of holdings. By 2016, the safe investments had declined to 27%. And bonds and cash equivalent, that's going to be really good if we hyperinflate too, by the way.
How many zeros are in a trillion?
Just keep tapping on your computer.
Well, a million is six zeros, so yeah. A trillion would be
nine.
And a billion would be billion nine.
Billion would be nine. I think a trillion would be 12.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Just
keep hitting them
just
zeros.
Just keep hitting it. Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, in fiscal 2017, the average rate of return for public pensions was somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.5%. Even though they promised 7.5% in pretty much most cases. So by some estimates, the unfunded liabilities would be triple to upwards of $6 trillion, like you were saying, in prevailing yields on treasury, if prevailing yields on treasuries were used. That would translate into a much steeper funding requirement. Oh, no, really? At a time when budgets are already severely constrained.
Okay, so at $6 trillion unfunded liability, right, we come to $15,463 for every resident in California to make up that shortfall. Now, mind you, half of those people are not able to pay taxes or anything because they're underage or overage or disabled. So,
kill the poor. Yeah. I mean, no. Kill the rich. That's what it was. Kill the rich.
That goes up to $30,000 per person. And then you take the fact that in the state of California, half the people are on welfare, income assistance, or working for the government. And you're rapidly approaching $30,000 per person in the state of California to cover the revenue shortfall just on unfunded pensions.
It's like being a guy that goes
that
into...
All?
That's all.
It's like being a guy that goes into the bar. It's full of people, and you're the only one that has any money. And everybody turns and looks at you and says, get him! How many times do you think you're going to keep going back to the bar?
No, you're not.
Not going to be in any shape to go back.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, you won't buy us a drink, you racist?
You won't buy a drink? That evil SOB? He won't come
racist.
Back. He's not coming back to the bar to buy us a drink anymore.
Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe we should have gone to work.
Maybe.
Hmm. Let's see. The working assumption is that the pension tsunami will never make landfall. But the next time you take...
How does it not?
When do they recognize
it's
it?
Just
when everybody...
hover?
Yeah.
But the next time you take comfort in the sanctity of pensions given that have yet to self-destruct, ask yourself instead, how are they hedged in the event of a correction? Will it be their bonds, stock, real estate, or private equity holdings that shield their portfolios? Or will it be none of the above?
Going to go with none of the above.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're... Like, what did that Irish guy say to Mel Gibson in the movie Braveheart? He says, I think I'm okay, but I'm pretty sure you're...
Yeah. Quote says he can get me out of this, but he's pretty sure you're fooked.
Nuked.
Pretty sure you're nuked.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
So let's go to a break, come back, and refocus now that my computer's actually working. Maybe we'll...
If you want to call in, have a question, comment, or something you'd like to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules I'm a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of and one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com. Or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Project Healing Waters, dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled veterans and active duty military through fly fishing and camaraderie. Help this nonprofit organization help those who bear emotional and physical scars from their service by attending the third annual benefit mixer Saturday, April 8th at the Reading Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. No tickets at the door. Get your advance tickets for just $20 by calling 351-1149. That's 351-1149 or call KCNR 1460 for details.
Join Turtle Bay for our fourth West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition, opening January 28th. This juried art exhibition includes pieces chosen from 335 entries by established and emerging artists from all over the West Coast and was created by curator and editor Michael Duncan. Thanks to support from Sue Asbill and the Community Arts Endowment Fund of Shasta Regional Community Foundation, with additional support from Arch and Eve Pugh. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
New York Times best-selling author and TV host Chef Jeff Henderson will be at Shasta College Thursday, April 6th. Jeff Henderson was born in South Central L.A., where by the age of 16, he had already begun a life of crime. In 1996, he was arrested and charged with intent to distribute illegal narcotics. He would spend the next decade in a state prison, which would ultimately change his life. After developing a friendship with a fellow inmate who mentored him, Jeff discovered his passion for cooking. Without any formal instruction, Jeff went on to become the first African-American executive chef at the Bellagio, a New York Times best-selling author and TV host. Come hear Chef Jeff as he shares the life lessons he's gained on his journey from drug dealer to TV celebrity chef and nationally acclaimed speaker. Chef Jeff will be on the Shasta College Tehama campus April 6th at 10 a.m. to present and answer questions, and the Shasta College main campus at 2 p.m. This event is free and open to the public.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, there's no signs out there, is there?
Lots.
Here's your sign. Yeah. Yeah.
Pick one.
Let's see. I guess the fact that they're releasing, 9,000 inmates from San Quentin? That's not a sign of anything to come, is it? After they released how many other inmates and how many other criminals? We got criminals running all over the county and all over the streets.
The ones they don't put in.
You know, there's crimes going way up. Gee, that's not done on purpose. There's no agenda here. It's all a big, huge accident.
Who is actually still in jail anymore?
I was going to say. They don't put anybody in there, do they?
I don't
know. They release them as quick as they can.
Let's see. If you're a conservative, white, male, yeah, they'll put you in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you got to do is go up and smack a Democrat. That's
so in need of smacking. They really are. I mean, not even just maybe a thump upside the head.
I wonder if they'd put you in jail if you went up and smacked up a couple of the supervisors. Not that I'm advocating that, but I wonder if you'd go to jail for that. I wonder if you could pay someone to do that.
I wonder how long they'd put you in jail for that.
He goes directly to jail. Do not pass go. And do not collect your money.
Does that come with a beating, too?
Maybe.
You resisted arrest, you know? I mean, what could...
Reminds me of an
that
old...
That padded elevator, you know?
Reminds me of an old story. Once I knew about... I was with somebody who resisted arrest.
A couple of times.
I've never experienced an arrest I didn't resist.
Thus the term resisting.
Yes.
Well, I guess they could beat you while they're dragging you off the beach, too.
They can.
Or they could just hook you up and drag you, you know.
Bring out the winch.
Yeah, so this isn't a planned agenda, is it? This is all one big accident. It's like a print press, you know. It's like a printing outfit, you know, have an explosion in the printing room and it turns into a dictionary. It's just magic, right?
Yeah, and all of these things are uncoordinated and mysteriously just coming together and coalescing at the right time and in the right manner to provoke civil unrest and disturbance in the state of California. It's amazing.
You should pull up, you know, from Easy Rider, Bob, don't Bogart that joint. Don't Bogart that joint, my friend.
You know, maybe we should change the name of the state capitol to the Cloward and Piven Hall.
the Cloward and Pivot Hall. Yeah, there's nothing going on here. It's just all a big accident. You know, the Democrats are resisting everything, and the Republicans are standing for bigger government just like they do. And, mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, there's another one. Let's not repeal Obamacare. Let's repackage it, sprinkle it with glitter, and call it a different name.
Does it come with sprinkles,
okay,
too?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's disarm while we're at it.
Yeah.
Here's some advice. Get prepared. Buy a gun if you haven't already. And, you know, you might have a screening process on your property of, how much time have you spent in San Quentin? Check. Was it a violent crime? Check.
Let me see your Jefferson driver's license. Yeah. Oh, you don't have one of those?
Check. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're not going to be allowed in my house. I'm sorry, sir.
Are you at this time or ever been in political office in California?
Do you sleep with a board of supervisor?
Oh, yuck.
Check. No, probably not going to happen.
No, not going to happen.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, does this look – am I the only one that kind of notices a pattern here?
Well, that's – I think a lot of people that were looking at what's going on and were expecting kind of a boil-up and a fight have set that idea aside that, oh, there's no more fight. Everything's gravy now. No, it's not. Look at the things that are going. The violence is ramping up in California. The messaging is ramping up. The default of California, the ultimate failure of our state, is accelerating. You know, you got Jerry Brown and the legislature that are basically putting their foot on the gas, and they got you know, Javier Becerra in the back there going, "I'm giving her all she's got, Captain."
And we need more dilithium crystals.
You know, has anybody watched Javier Becerra's Screw You Whitey tour around the state?
No, I must have missed that one.
Yeah, he's been going around and doing a series of town halls and talking about how they're going to make a sanctuary state and defy Trump and defy federal legislature and how all of the people in California are behind this and it's the right thing to do. And
just like 37% of the people are the only ones in favor of Trump.
Yeah.
How did he win the election again?
I don't know. The pesky Electoral College.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I forgot about those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so bad that the Democrats cheated, lied, had dead people vote, paid to keep people away from the polls.
Win.
And they still couldn't win.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but they had the great messages and they had a great staff. You know, I mean, you know, you hire pedophiles and underage sexters and their wives. And
I mean, basically, the Republican establishment, the entire Democratic machine, the socialist machine, all of it lost to a businessman with Twitter.
But Joe Biden said he would have won.
Won what?
Yeah.
The creepy uncle contest? Oh, great. There's Uncle McTouchy. Let's make him president. I don't think so, Joe.
Uncle Mc- That's a great thing to be the winner of.
Uncle McFeely.
Yeah. would anybody seriously consider Joe Biden for president?
Yeah, there's a bunch of...
Yeah, I was going to say, unfortunately, there is people out there that...
There is the creepy electorate on that side of the aisle.
And they drink as much bourbon as he does?
Well, mixed with Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Kool-Aid bourbon.
Could I get a scotch and a raspberry Kool-Aid, please?
I need some grape drink with that.
So, I don't know. Crazy Town is on the way, and it's going to get worse. But, you know, speaking of signs, you know, not that there's a bunch of them out there, but the retail apocalypse has officially descended on America. This is from Business Insider.
Sorry. Sorry. It's my phone. Forgot that was on.
9999.
I need a copy of that.
Yeah, there you go. I like his other one. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. For those of you who have never seen Team America World Police, go watch it. Yeah, it's horrible. It's offensive. It's over the top disgusting, and it's freaking hilarious, and it is a couple hours of just pure packed America. You'll like it.
Well,
other than the whole puppet part in the middle there, it's a little, you might want to fast forward that. That's a little much.
But I'm not sure I want to know about the creepy puppet part.
No. Well, that's...
It's like Chucky or something?
Well, the whole show is puppets, and it's about this Team America that's filled with these over-the-top patriots that go out and blow the crap out of everything that's anti-American and, you know, all of this stuff. And they end up going after Kim Jong, mentally ill, over in North Korea. And you know.
I still don't get the puppet part. What is Chucky? What is it? Magic Mike crossed with Chucky or something?
Well, like I said, all the characters in the movie are puppets, and there's
it's like Thunderbirds.
You can't really qualify it as a love scene, but there's a puppet intimate scene that's a little bit over the top. You might want to fast forward past. Huh. Yeah. But where the saying Matt Damon comes from is the big globalist group opposing Team America is the Film Actors Guild, FAG, that's headed up by Alec Baldwin and all of the Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins, and they've got this big cabal, and they all give these speeches about how evil America is. Meanwhile, Matt Damon's puppet just sits there the whole time and goes, Matt Damon! That's why I got it on my phone.
Oh, boy. Going back to Business Insider.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're sick.
This is, you find all kinds of stuff to watch.
I'm pretty sure I'm not watching that one. The retail apocalypse, excuse me, has officially descended on America. This is by Haley Peterson, March 21st, posted. Thousands of mall-based stores are shutting down in what has fast become one of the biggest waves of the retail closures in decades. More than 3,500 stores are expected to close in the next couple of months. You know, department stores like Macy's and Sears and Kmart are among the companies shutting down, along with middle-of-the-mall chains like Crocs and BCBGs, Crombie and Fitch, and Guess. I've never heard of Guess.
Hmm.
Is that their name, Guess?
It's kind of like an East Coast Gap.
Oh.
Kind of.
Yeah, so we've got 1,000 Payless stores shutting down, Radio Shack 552, The Limited 250, Family Christian 240, Wet Seal 171, BB 170, Crocs 160, JCPenney's 138, BCBG 120, American Apparel 110, Kmart 108, HH Gregg 88, Staples 70, CVS 70, Macy's 68, Abercrombie and Fitch, 60. Guess, 60. Sears, 42. And Gander Mountain, 30. So, just so that we know that our economy is making a big comeback here.
What do you want to talk about the second aspect of what's coming for the commercial retail crisis?
Sure, why not?
The fact that they've actually done the exact same thing with commercial property that they did with residential property, and the mortgage bundling on who owns the commercial property and divvied it up and gave out loans to anybody and everybody with a heartbeat to buy commercial property.
That led to a crisis the last time, didn't it?
Oh, and there's another one coming.
Yep.
I'm just wondering what the spark is going to be. You know, I mean, I would really hope that it would be, you know, them dragging Jerry Brown out of Sacramento Capital and maybe, you know, putting him in stocks on the front lawn while they tar and feather him, and that would cause a problem. But, you know, that's only in my dream.
Well, see, that's why I'm excited that Trump reauthorized NASA. Maybe we can get a message to his people to come pick him up. E.T. phone home, Jerry. Here you go.
I don't think that's going to work.
Elliot.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, you got to put a big breadstick on your finger.
Nobody wants him. You know. The problem is, where's he going to go? Nobody wants him.
Yeah, they probably kicked him out on the way by.
Yeah, you know.
I think the new country of Pacifico wants him as the supreme El Presidente.
Yeah, but who wants the new nation of Pacifico? Not me.
Well, but it'll be great because then he can sit there and be Presidente while he tries to borrow funds from everybody else, including us.
Dude, who would lend that guy money?
The same people that elected him more than once, probably. Yeah. Unfortunately, they're still around.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon. Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
But we got a caller, Bob?
We have Dar on the line.
Dar is on the line. You're on the air, Dar.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's really funny. I haven't heard anything at all on any stations or on the news about Michael Savage being attacked and assaulted at that restaurant in Marin County.
Yeah, I was up in Tiburon.
Pardon me?
It was up in Tiburon, at a restaurant in Tiburon. And, yeah, that's funny how if you're a conservative news guy and you get attacked and knocked around and knocked down to the floor and your dog kicked, that's not news because you're a conservative white guy.
The man didn't get arrested, did he?
I don't really know what the follow-up on that was because nobody reported the story. Bob's over here got something.
A couple of things. The link to that story on Drudge was predictably to the, I believe, the UK Daily Mail. If you really want to know what's going on in this country, read the British press. Laura Ingram had Michael Savage on, I think it was earlier this week or late last week. He really couldn't comment on the case too much. He said he and his dog are fine, but it sounds like he's pursuing legal action.
Well, he is. He is. I know that. But what got me was nothing was said about it. Now, if that had been a liberal newscaster or somebody, but what I understood is the man wasn't arrested. The person was not arrested that attacked him.
I'm shocked.
What's going on, for Pete's sake?
If I was Michael Savage, I'd be on my way to get a pistol.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, one of these times, that's exactly what's going to happen. But it's a concerted effort by the left-leaning communist media to keep us all divided and fighting amongst each other. They don't report on stuff. You know, the gal that was, the little 14-year-old that was raped over in Maryland, I believe it was, got zero coverage, you know, because she was raped by, illegal immigrants.
Yeah. Can't talk about that.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that, but we do want to chastise the parents for sending their kids to school, and being afraid of the illegal aliens that are, potentially raping people in the bathrooms.
Yeah, well, I'm changing the subject, but I'm really tired of people expecting President Trump to turn this country around in a few months when it's been going down the toilet for 26 years, you know?
I think Trump's got his hands full. There's no question on both sides of the aisle. The establishment Republicans showed their true metal this last week with this vote. But it's going to get ugly before it gets better. But I think Trump's the right guy because I think that he's waiting for all of these financial things to implode. And they haven't even been talking about the budget as far as the debt ceiling. And, that's going to give him line item veto power if the Republicans don't have the cojones to raise the debt ceiling, and he has veto power over that. So, I mean, I think it's going to get ugly, and it needs to get ugly. That's the real deal.
Well, the thing that needs to start getting pounded into people's head now is with our Congress and the way things are going, the primaries are so excessively important this go-round. We've got 2 years to the election of a new Congress,
right,
and we need to primary the crap out of these fossilized rhinos.
We need to get them all out of there and start with a new bunch of young conservatives who want to actually do something right, because I guess, as soon as you get to Washington, D.C., they take you over to the side there and try to corrupt you right off the bat, or they get something on you that they can use against you.
I'm tired of Paul Ryan, too.
Big time.
Yeah. Right. I never liked Eddie Munster.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks
for calling in. We appreciate it.
But that's if people start thinking about the massive impact that we can make during the primaries. You usually have much lower voter turnout during the primaries, things like that. If you can start heading these people off at the pass and stop electing these just zombified politicians.
We need to get out ahead, like you say, ahead of them.
Ahead of them now.
Ahead of them.
We got about 5 minutes here. Let's talk about Lavoie Finicum and get that in there because, by God, we've got an FBI that's out of control that, they kill American citizens up in Oregon. And, the media just ignores us.
We do have another caller on the line.
Can we get Roberta on right quick?
Sure. Okay. Good morning, Roberta. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
What can we do for you?
A republic cannot survive if people don't participate. And, if people aren't emailing Trump and letting him know that they're behind him or sending him I'm sending a postcard a week now and just letting him know, keep going, one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, I think it's good to let him know that you support him. There's no question about it.
Well, that's right, and it's good to let the other side know that we're supporting him too.
Well, what's going to have to happen is there's going to have to be a bunch of them lose their jobs. That's the only thing they're going to understand, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's right, and but you know what? As citizens, we've got to get in there and back him and let him know we're backing him. And sitting on our hands is not doing it. And it's just like this crazy thing with trucks down at Library Park. I just think that's the dumbest thing. It's just like when Reading covered the downtown with the mall. At the end of the big surge of malls, and now I did some checking on the internet, and almost every place where they have successful trucks like that is where there's a river or a park or some kind of recreation activity. And I just see this as another dumb thing that City of Reading's doing, but then, you know.
Well, they're starting to get a corner on the market on dumb.
It has to do with, Robert didn't know what you were referring to, it has to do with having food trucks.
Yeah,
come
right.
in.
Food trucks, yeah.
Right. Yeah, come into the little
and
little
then hook
mall.
Up to the electricity.
Yeah,
Reading, electricity
they think
and everything.
That people are going to go downtown in Reading when it's 100 to 110 degrees and walk around and see all the wonderful shops downtown. Well, I can count about 10 shops that I might go into, but I wouldn't be walking around downtown to go into them.
Not unless you're armed.
Yeah. And, you know, when I was a kid here, it would start raining at deer season. I can remember my dad just loving it because he could always get his deer.
Yeah. Yep.
And it wouldn't quit raining until May. And the reason I knew that was in April he was a timber faller, and he couldn't get in the woods to fall timber.
Because there was snow at the higher elevations.
Yeah, and his unemployment was running out. And so if it hadn't been for, we didn't have freezers in our home at that time, but there was a locker service on North Market Street. And if we didn't fill that locker every year with deer and steelhead, we'd have been in big trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one year, it rained 40 days straight here. Hmm. And one winter, we had 6 weeks of snow every Friday.
So what do you think? Is it attributed to the global warming or?
it's North
I'm
California.
Telling you, I think they're all nuts.
Well, that's
they're all nuts in there. And, I just have to laugh because I'm 77 years old. I have 77 years of experience here. I never saw any chemtrails when I was growing up or in my adult life until maybe 15 years ago.
Those aren't chemtrails. Those are cumulus stratilinus.
Well, I know. And but anyway, it's just sad. They're screwing us over, guys. We got to stand up. We got to get behind Trump and get out of this.
I agree. Well, listen.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Let's
you
too. Let's get all a little bit about LaVoy in here. You know, right now I'm looking at an article here that was posted.
Killed him.
Yeah.
Premeditated murder.
Well, it looks like this headline is from IntelliHub, and it says five elite national FBI agents under a criminal investigation for shots fired at LaVoy Finicum under possible cover-up.
No possible cover-up. They covered it up. They altered evidence. They contaminated evidence. They removed evidence. They lied about it.
It looks like conspiracy theorists may have been right after all. Five FBI special agents now being investigated over the shooting. Gee, that just isn't news, is it? Why getting the facts right? It's like what?
And that was evident right in the beginning.
Well, that's out of all of that. The minute that the initial report was released by Deschutes County Sheriff, there was three news agencies that really took it up. The Shasta Lantern, Agenda 21, and Northwest Liberty News. We were the only three out there beating the drum and hammering what happened to LaVoy. We were accused of being idiots, crazy conspiracy people, you white right-wing radicals,
you
all
white,
these...
You white right-wing...
Yeah.
Well, you could say that like Daffy Duck. And white winged platypus.
We got hammered over this. Guess what? We were right the whole time.
Well, you know, the American, you know, FBI, the government, the American government, killing innocent, citizens. That's not news, is it?
That's not something they've never done before.
No, they wouldn't do anything like that. Ruby Ridge, Waco,
Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth.
You know, this is not news. This is, let's look at the weather report, and we got a snazzy commercial that says getting the facts right. Mm-hmm. And if you challenge us on anything, you're bullying us, and I'm going to go suck my thumb and dive into a snowflake pile.
Yeah.
Top of the hour, guys.
All right, stay tuned. We do have a guest. We have David Horowitz coming on after the top of the hour. This has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Postmortems are being done on the Republican replacement for Obamacare that came up short on Friday. Mike Mulvaney heads the Office of Management and Budget.
They're still paying attention to special interests. They're still paying attention to getting reelected as opposed to doing the right thing. Because keep in mind what happened here. We got stuck with Obamacare. So the folks have been telling people, rightly so, how bad this program is and how harming it is to folks back home are now the ones who prevented it from being replaced. That's what's so frustrating.
He appeared on NBC TV's Meet the Press program. Cincinnati's police chief says a dispute involving several men preceded the gunfire that erupted early today inside a crowded nightclub. Chief Elliot Isaac says a 27-year-old man died at the scene. 15 others were injured, including one described as being in, quote, extremely critical condition. No arrests have been made. British police investigating last week's attack on Parliament that claimed four victims say they still believe the assailant acted alone. Khalid Massoud was shot dead after running over people with a car and fatally stabbing a policeman. Elsewhere, Saudi Arabian officials say the attacker had been to their country three times.
A statement released late Friday says Khalid Massoud taught English in Saudi Arabia from November 2005 to November 2006. Saudi officials also say Massoud taught there again from April 2008 to April 2009. The Saudi embassy says Massoud had a work visa. It says he returned for 6 days in March 2015. The embassy also says Massoud wasn't tracked by Saudi security services and that he didn't have a criminal record there.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Forecasters telling the plains to batten down the hatches. Bad weather heading your way. High winds, hail today in central Oklahoma and northern Texas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Authorities in Alabama say two teenagers and two adults have been killed in a small plane crash. Blount County Operations Commander Tim Kent tells AI.com the dead are believed to be family members. They're identified as a 16-year-old boy and 14-year-old girl, a middle-aged man and woman. Blount County 9/11 Director Gayla Branch says the Cessna 210 departed from Kissimmee, Florida, and was going to Jackson, Tennessee when it crashed yesterday afternoon. A scuffle broke out on a Southern California beach where supporters of President Trump were marching when counter-protesters doused organizers with pepper spray. Authorities say yesterday's violence erupted when the march of about 2,000 people on Bolsa Chica State Beach reached a group of 30 counter-protesters, some of whom began spraying the irritant. Three people arrested on suspicion of illegal use of pepper spray. A fourth person was arrested on suspicion of assault and battery. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The New Hampshire Democratic Party accusing Republican Governor Chris Sununu of improperly promoting his family business by tweeting about the Waterville Valley Ski Resort from his official account.
A group of investors led by the Sununu family bought the ski area in 2010. Sununu resigned as CEO in December just before taking office, but relatives remain on the board of directors. The governor recently tweeted a picture of himself on the slopes and said, "Best ski day. Great to be back at Waterville enjoying the best snow NH has to offer." That prompted Democrats to file a complaint with the Executive Branch Ethics Committee, arguing Sununu violated rules against using his position to secure advantage for himself or others.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, March 26th, and a birthday for some notable people, including House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi. She's 77 years old. Actor James Caan is also 77. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds, once again. Yeah, we're in the second hour. Wow. We've had a lively banter going on during the break. Something about Nancy Pelosi. You might be.
No, might be. She's a mafia princess.
You know, it just gets crazier and crazier, you know, and I don't know. We'd like to see some sanity, you know, at some point, but I don't know.
I don't think there's any left.
Maybe not. I mean, you know, I looked at I got a little thing on the Republicans this last week. You know, I mean, you got the Republicans, Hal Rogers of Kentucky, never had a problem with the Obama budgets, but he doesn't want it. He doesn't like the Trump proposals. Grassley is reluctant to repeal Obamacare or build a border wall. Portman of Ohio is concerned that the spending cuts will have a negative effect on environmental programs. These are all Republicans.
Are these Republicans? Or are these Democrats in disguise that got pushed out of the Democratic Party by the communists?
Maybe. I mean, and then you got this other guy from Idaho. You know, he says that this clown claims that the left Democrats are not going to allow a decrease in discretionary spending.
How do they stop it?
Evidently, he doesn't know that his party is in total control of what does or not get spent.
Math. It's basic math. How do they stop it?
Well, with that,
you use Common Core.
With that,
there you go. Okay. I believe we
do have our guest on the line. We've got Mr. David Horowitz from the Freedom Center, I believe, on the line, and you know he's dedicated to the defense of free societies whose moral, cultural, and economic foundations are under attack by enemies both secular and religious at home and abroad. And are you with us, Mr. Horowitz?
I am.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you mind if I call you Dave?
Good morning.
Very good. What do you think about what happened this last week, Dave?
Say as long as you get the title of my new book in there.
Oh,
Big Agenda.
Is it the Big Agenda?
Big Agenda. President Trump's plan to save America. Number 6 on the New York Times bestseller list, even though we'll never get a review in the New York Times or the Washington Post, and I will never be invited on CNN or NBC.
Well, that might be a badge of honor. I mean,
Well, it's a sad commentary on what our democracy has become.
Well, we no longer have a media that reports the facts or the news. You know, it is an agenda-driven media. You know, I believe that has been controlled by the moneyed interests for quite some time. And you know, if you're not in the clique or you know espousing their philosophy, then you're just not worthy of getting any kind of news.
Yeah, it's controlled by the ideological left. My book, Big Agenda, describes the situation we're in as a civil war. The Democratic Party, for the second time in its history, has initiated a secession from America's social contract and political order. And you can see that in the way they didn't give Trump a seven-second honeymoon.
Right.
The honeymoon for incoming presidents is a sacred political right in our country. Campaigns are divisive, and it's a way we celebrate the peaceful transition of power and acknowledge that we're all part of one community. But the Democrats, they didn't even give them confirmation hearings. They got a witch hunt instead. And it's going on with Gorsuch. I mean, this is completely un-American.
Do you think he's going to get confirmed?
Unprecedented and un-American.
Do you think he's going to
get... Democrats describe what they... You know, what they're doing as resistance. Resistance is what partisans do to Nazi occupations. It has no place in a political opposition party in a democracy.
Do you think that he's going to get...
I think we have dark days coming.
I agree with you completely. Do you think they're going to confirm the judge?
No, I think they're going to filibuster him.
And they're going to just continue to do that?
It's an interesting question of whether... What do they need? They need six Democrats? It's an interesting question because you have those senators who are up in states that Trump won some by big margins. We'll see.
Well, why can't the Republicans do the nuclear option on this one and, bypass it?
Well, they can, but it changes our system. The Democrats are at war. They hate the Constitution, if you haven't noticed, because it's an obstacle to all their socialist schemes. The Democratic Party is now the party of Bernie Sanders, who is a lifelong communist. That's who he is. He chose to have his honeymoon in Moscow during the Cold War. But, you know, all his communist programs, he would have been the Democratic nominee if the crooked Clintons hadn't fix the primaries with the help of Donna Brazile and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So that's who the party is. Keith Ellison, a racist, pro-Islamic radical, protege of the Muslim Brotherhood, came within 13 votes of being the party chair, and there's no difference between him politically and Tom Perez, became the DNC party chair. It is a far-left party. It has the same politics my parents did, and they were card-carrying members of the Communist Party.
Well, now, Bernie's supporters will tell you that he's not a communist. He's a South American-type socialist.
Yeah, Venezuela and Cuba. He's a communist. I will tell you, as somebody who was raised by communists and had a misspent youth until... You know, I was 35 in the political left that Bernie Sanders was a part of. Bernie Sanders is a communist.
Well, I guess, you know, what they want and what they're selling is this utopian dream of everybody being taken care of and it's all good for everybody because, that's the workers' paradise and all that crap. But,
everything is free and paid for by the 1%. Oh.
Yeah, except there's not. After they get through, there's not even 1% left.
Well, no, the 1% can't afford to take care of everybody. And if you take care of everybody and you give them, health care is a ride, food will be a ride, a living wage is a ride. Who's going to want to work if it's all given away free?
Yeah, that's what they don't get. They don't get...
The big problem with leftists is they have no recognition of what human beings are. None. No reading on human psychology. People haven't changed in 5,000 years. You wouldn't be able to read the Bible or Homer and recognize the people in it if there had been big changes in people. And the problem is us. That's the root cause of social problems. It's not society. There is no such thing as society. The collection of us and a reflection of us. But they haven't learned that 100 million people were slaughtered by progressives in the 20th century. If they had, and whole continents were impoverished and famines, man-made famines killed millions of people. If they haven't learned from that experience, there's nothing that's going to teach them. And you just have to defeat them.
Yeah, I think
and
we're way past
the
talking.
Americans and the McCains, I mean, they should have their heads examined. Dividing the Republican Party over these things. This is our only hope, the Trump administration.
So what do you think, what is the big agenda for Trump if you're not going to, you know, without giving the book away?
Well, I think it's exactly what he said. That's the, you know, it's been such an insane year. And I say that it's across the board because there are all these stupid never-Trump Republican traitors who said during the campaign, that Trump was a closet liberal, that he was never going to keep the promises were just hot air, and he was never going to keep them. But if you look at Trump, you look at who this guy is, he's a guy who puts his name on everything he does. If it's a building or a resort or an airplane, the Trump name is on it. So you know this is a guy who cares deeply about his reputation. So there was no way he's not going to build a wall if he promised it and look like a fool and a hypocrite and a liar. And, you know, and all this crap about Trump, the liar. I mean, he exaggerates things and he talks a little loosely. So, of course, he was surveilled. Trump Tower was surveilled. Who in his right mind thinks that Obama would obey any law if it stood in the way of his agendas?
It's unbelievable because, I mean, this guy has targeted everybody that he's in opposition with, you know, and what do you got to have him, you know, confess it out on a piece of paper and post it on the front of the White House door in order for anybody to believe him? I mean, you know, I've got a thing here from Tyler Durbin over there at Zero Hedge. The article is entitled, "They're like the Praetorian Guard. Whistleblowers confirm NSA targeted Congress, the Supreme Court, and Trump." Well, you know, most of the, there was like 97% of the donations went to the Hillary campaign. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that, gee, you know, did Obama know about all this?
Well, you know, you knew it from the outset with the IRS scandal. I mean, one of the worst scandals in American political history. You used the IRS to suppress the political opposition. And no heads rolled. So you knew that Obama was behind it.
Well, we're sure hoping that we're sure hoping that sooner or later heads will roll, you know, with Jeff Sessions in there. And that's not over. It's still in court in some spots. I don't understand why nobody has gone to jail yet or at least been indicted. And I'm sure hoping
because Obama ordered that.
Right.
Otherwise, he would have fired them for embarrassing him. He's completely behind it.
Well, when do you think Trump's going to start firing, you know, these guys over at the IRS or Jeff Sessions?
I don't know. He's so embattled, and Republicans are, you know, always marching to different drummers. Can't get their act together. Don't know how to fight. You tell me. I mean, name me one Republican.
I can't.
One other Republican besides Trump. Who on national TV in front of 50 million people would look Hillary Clinton in the eye and say, "You're a liar and a crook," even though she's both. That's why Republicans lose, because they're intimidated by political correctness. Can't say that to a woman. You can't tell the witch from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, to shut up. That's silencing a woman. Do that
yeah.
In a politically correct culture.
Well, I hope the gloves now, start to come off.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Trump has set a standard of fearlessness, which is something that Republicans need a big dose of. Look, Republicans controlled the House with record numbers from 2010 to 2016, and each time they were elected promising to defund Obama's destructive socialist programs like Obamacare. And each time they voted to fund them. Why? Because they're scared of being called obstructionists and racist.
You know, I think
if you're afraid of being called a racist by a Democrat, you should just get out of politics.
You know, I think you
they call everybody that opposes them a racist.
I think you really hit on something there, though, Dave. I really think that the fearlessness is being transmitted into the people themselves. You know, that's why he got elected, and I don't know what the Republicans...
Exactly right.
Yeah, I don't know what the Republicans exactly are right. going to do, but the people are starting to rise up. They've had enough.
Called into being a mass movement against the destruction of our country.
Yeah.
That's the most significant thing about the Trump campaign.
I agree.
And I lay that out in my book, Big Agenda. By the way, you know, there's like 180,000 copies out there. I think that the people who are reading it are those grassroots Trump supporters, because they're the only ones that can save him and the country.
Yep.
They got to come out in force over and over again, and they got to hector their congressional representatives to stand up and fight.
I think we need to primary the crap out of them.
Yeah, and the primaries just start getting rid of the old guard and put some new blood in there. I mean, that's really what needs to happen.
Yep.
Instead of this whole thing of, well, he's a good guy because he brought, you know, he does good things for my district, when he goes back there and sells us out when it comes to the big votes on the big agendas.
What you have to understand is why there's a civil war in the country, and that's because the Democratic Party is now a racist party. I have a chapter in Big Agenda called The Achilles Heel of the Democratic Party, and it's that they have a stranglehold on all the inner cities of any size in America. Every killing field, Detroit, Chicago, Baltimore, St. Louis, Ferguson, all 100% controlled by the Democratic Party and have been for 50 to 100 years, so that everything that's wrong with the inner cities in America that policy can affect, Democrats are 100% responsible for. But it's their ideology. It's called identity politics. That identity politics is racist. It judges you by your skin color, by your gender, by your class. It's so un-American. What America is about is individual freedom and individual accountability. We judge people regardless of their origins. That's what makes everybody American, because we are a nation of immigrants, hopefully legal ones.
Well, we're supposed to be a nation of laws as well, and I think we forgot that our republic, has been hijacked along the way with this Democratic crap. And, you know, what do you think about the state of Jefferson up here? We want to split the state and form a legal constitutional state up here in Northern California and get away from this sideshow called Sacramento and actually.
You want to secede from California?
No, we don't want to secede. What we want to do is we want to do a constitutional state split, which is quite a bit different. California wants to secede from the Union down there. We want to add a star to the flag, not take one away.
But that would mean seceding from California.
Well, I'm not sure secession is the correct term.
You would make California even more left wing than it is.
In what manner would we manage?
Well,
to...
we don't want California to secede. You know, if they secede, we'll just send the army in. Why would we give up California?
I completely agree with you, Dave. You know, but what we're looking to do is like what happened during the Civil War is when Virginia tried to secede from the Union, West Virginia said, we don't want any of that. We want to form our own state called West Virginia and support the Union. And that's what we're trying to do up here in Northern California in the state of Jefferson is we're not trying to get out from the Union. We're trying to get out away from the liberal politics in California and get some representation.
I know, but you'll just leave the rest of the state will be much, you know, it'll be more left if you take out a conservative. I'm for fighting the political battle. We have to win the political battle. It's one that we've been losing for 40 or 50 years. All our schools are gone. We got to win the schools back. We got to win the hearts and minds back. The one thing about socialist economics is it doesn't work. So, you know, I thought with Obamacare they should just let it collapse.
What methodology would you use to begin converting California back to a conservative state?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
How would you go about, you're saying...
Oh, well, look, we have no Republican Party. Bunch of bozos. You know, you got to start. It's got to be the grassroots level. I mean, Trump has given you an opening. You know, the Trumpers should be taking back the Republican Party. That's the first thing.
Well, I think our big problem here is we have no representation down in Sacramento because of the Reynolds versus Sims court decision that took away all of the county level representatives. And I think that's what we're trying to do is restart that and challenge that in the courts and get the representatives.
Well, that would be good.
I mean,
the Democrats, they're a communist party is what they are.
Right.
They want to suppress. They don't want dissenting views. They don't want an opposition party.
Well, that's what
and that's clear from everything that they do.
Well, that's what the State of Jefferson movement
is
about.
It's really a battle for democracy.
Well, that's what the State of Jefferson movement is about, is to get fair representation back in Sacramento. And as a side note of that, we'd like to, you know, get our conservative values implemented in Sacramento. And we think that if we did split off from the lower part of California, it'd be a much more governable thing. Would California then implode? Probably yes, with their left wing.
It's going to implode us anyway.
Yeah, we just want out before it completely implodes so we can, you know, get back to a constitutional conservative government.
I wouldn't count on it imploding just because the socialist policies are bankrupting the state. You know, there's a lot of rich people who are leftists. In fact, the Democratic Party is the party of the rich. I did a book called New Leviathan. Well, actually, I put a lot of what I had discovered in this other book, in this new book I have, Big Agenda. But the Democratic Party way, as in funding, in, you know, having billionaires, Soros and his crew.
Well, Nancy Pelosi, she's one of the one percenters.
Yeah, Nancy.
So they'll stay. You know, Hollywood isn't going to leave California. They can afford it. The middle class will be gone. So you'll have the very rich, and then you'll have the
very poor
farm workers.
Yeah. Well,
you got to fight the political war.
So you'll have the masters, and you'll have the slaves.
You can't opt out.
Right.
And win.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think I think that we have a good chance of doing it. I mean, we've got attorneys that are putting together the battle to challenge the Reynolds versus Sims thing. And I don't want to get off track here. I just kind of wanted to throw it out there because I think that if you...
Yeah, well, I'm not really in a position to assess it because this is the first time we're doing it.
Right, right. So, no, I understand. And it's something that we've been going after here, and I think that we're going to be successful, and we are going to split the state and get away from California and go back to a constitutional model of government is what we're trying to do. So, anyway, but moving right along, what do you think about the rest of the term of the president now? That you know, if you listen to the media pundits, oh, it's over, he's all screwed up, and, you know, all his political capital's gone.
They're communists. Why would you listen to them?
Absolutely. That's my point. It's all hooey. I think that Trump's going to outlast him. I think Trump's smarter than they are. I think what he's going to do is let this implode to a big degree with Obamacare and the economy, because these guys are not going to have anything to hang their hat on both sides of the aisle that are promoting the bigger government.
No, we got to win the 2018 elections big time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think Trump can do it. If he isn't sabotaged by the Republicans.
Well, I think that's who we got to probably get rid of.
His big problem is the Republican
Party.
Well,
in your opinion, Dave, do you think that it's an intentional sabotage or just sheer incompetence?
No, it's who they are. It's who they are. Republicans, they all march to different drummers. They always have. A lot of them don't like to fight. You know, I always sort of, here's my image of when I see a Republican square off with a Democrat looks to be like Godzilla versus Bambi, because the Democrat is calling the Republican racist, sexist, homophobe, Islamophobe, and the Republican calls the Democrat liberal. What the hell are they liberal about except hard drugs, sex, you know, coddling criminals, supporting our enemies? That's what they're liberal about.
Well, they're liberal because
spending
they're
other people's money.
They're lawless.
They're bigots.
Yeah, they're lawless. I mean, what they do is they invoke the Constitution when it's in their favor, and then they just thrash it when it's not. They'll take anybody and everybody's money.
They hate the Constitution was written to prevent, if you look at Federalist 10, you see Madison says it was to thwart wicked schemes like redistribution of income. Well, he didn't use those words, but, you know, if you look at it, you'll see that's exactly what he meant.
Well, and that's where we need to go back to, like you say, you know, through Trump and what we're doing is getting back to the Constitution and the intent. I mean, that's why with Gorsuch, his appointment is pretty key, because that's what he wants to do. And we need to get the Supreme Court back to, you know, in not interpreting the Constitution, but actually, you know, following it as a model.
Yeah. We need that. You know, look, I'm just hoping that if the Democratic Party takes a big enough hit at the polls next time, that there are still some sensible people in it.
Well, I'm curious of how many of our senators and congressmen could pass an eighth grade constitution test.
Well, that's probably true, too. But I'm telling you, if you're a radical, you hate the Constitution.
Listen, we probably need to go to a break, Dave.
Yeah, we probably do. If you want to call in and have a question or comment for our guests, give us a call at 530-605-4567. Hang on, Dave. We'll be right back.
Okay. I can only stay another 15 minutes.
All right.
So I'd rather go and journey where the diamond crescent's glowing and run across the valley beneath the sacred mountain and wander through the forest where the trees have leaves of prisms and break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. When it's time, I'll go and wait beside a legendary fountain till I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled waters. And if you think I'm ready, you may lead me to the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Racist, hate monger, Nazi, homophobic, Islamophobic. These are words purposely designed to control what you believe. Our progressive society no longer has the ability to debate using logic and reason, so they stoop to rhetoric to manipulate you. Simply put, rhetoric creates a story that will emotionally touch your heart and cause you to respond by feelings, not reason. Only by trusting in God and His Word will you be assured you will not be deceived. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The largest and the best, the original Spring Home and Garden Expo at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center today through Sunday, featuring local businesses and exclusive show prices. Building or purchasing a new home? Need to speak with a home mortgage expert? Creating or replacing landscape or planning a garden? Need household improvements, interior design ideas, a home theater, new roof, gutters, fencing, lighting, doors, windows, carpeting, flooring, appliances, cabinetry, countertops, tile, decking, painting, weatherproofing, furniture, pool, spa, or barbecue, or information on telecommunications? Find answers for all your spring
spring home improvement projects. Speak to the experts. Learn the latest in design, technology, and everything green. First 1,000 people through the gates will receive a free plant. See the landscape display featuring new design ideas from Axner Excavating. Be sure to stop by the barbecue competition Saturday for a sample with your paid admission and Sunday competition honoring our veterans. Visit the Antique Tractor Show. All this and more at the original Home and Garden Expo, now through Sunday at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center in Anderson. It's everything you've been waiting for and more. Find more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rest. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, they're checking out.
For all you guys following Fukushima out there. Boy.
We're radioactive in more ways than one, that's for sure, here in California. What. We're glowing.
We've been talking with Dave Horowitz, the author of The Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America. And, wow, I mean, there's so much going on. It's ridiculous. It's hard to really, get it all into a half an hour, an hour radio program because, there's so many conflicting stories, and how the hell do you find the truth out there anymore? I mean, there's so much fake news, it's ridiculous. What do you think about that, Dave?
I think that one of the things that's happened through technology is there are so many more media outlets. You can go on the internet, and if you know where to look, you can get a correction to the left-wing propaganda machine that is ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, and The New York Times, and many others. So I think that people are able to equip themselves once they're in the battle. And that's the big thing. I mean, conservatives have, they've enjoyed, this country is full of such opportunities, both to advance yourself, to make money, and to have a good time, that, sensible people probably don't pay any attention to politics at all. But, it's gone late.
Well, I guess after a while you get forced to pay attention.
The conservative movement has never had a ground army, not until the Tea Party. When I came out of the left 30-odd years ago, that was the first thing I noticed, that, there were no Occupy Wall Street, MoveOn.org, Black Lives Matter, communists. They had them on the Democratic side, pushing the Democratic Party to the left, but there was nothing on the Republican side, and that's changed, and hopefully it'll change a lot more in the next years.
It's changing more and more, David.
So people have to get engaged. That's the first step.
Well, one of the things that the Obama administration tried to do is shut down all the Tea Parties. That's an ongoing battle right now. There's still things going on in
court.
Well,
look, it's going to be a war. I told you. It's a civil war. The Democratic Party is a party that wants this country to be governed by identity politics, which is racism. And is at war with the whole American system. And we have to win that war. But you have to understand that it is a war, which a lot of Republicans, all those never-Trumpers, who would have elected Hillary.
Wow, that's amazing.
What could they be thinking? Some of them are my friends, or were my friends.
I could never
it's
understand.
Really tragic that many Republicans should allow their snobbish attitude towards Donald Trump to take precedence over their concern for their country.
I could never understand how that you could even think of not voting for Trump over Hillary, because the comparisons are so vivid. I mean, criminal, crony. You know, I mean,
look at the difference. Here's the difference between the Democratic Party, which is a communist party, and I will show you why. One thing communists did, they always adhered to the party line, which is political correctness. They don't deviate. They never break ranks. That was one of the powers of the old Communist Party. Now, here, there's a videotape of Trump and Billy Bush, which Trump and Bush didn't even realize that they were being filmed. It was a private conversation. They made some male boasts that were in poor taste, shall we say. And, of course, it was criminally leaked to the Washington Post, which put it out there. And immediately you have Republicans jumping ship. This is in the middle of an election with a woman. Well, I'll get into her in a second. But this is the middle of a vital election for America. And you have Paul Ryan and others saying they can't support Trump. This is a bridge too far. And Jeb Bush saying this stupid thing, embarrassing. I have two precious granddaughters. Nothing Trump could say, no apology he could make up for this. This from Jeb Bush, who embraced the rapist Bill Clinton. Now look on the other side. Here you have Hillary Clinton. She violated the Espionage Act. She betrayed her country's highest secrets, top secrets, to all our enemies, from North Korea to Iran, whoever could hack into her private server, which is probably everybody. She lied to Congress. She lied to the FBI. She lied to the American people. She lied over the coffins to the mother of one of the fallen in Benghazi, over his coffin. There wasn't a single Democrat who said, this is a bridge too far, I can't support this woman. Not one. You can see, that's the problem here. We have a party that marches in lockstep that's trying to destroy the country, and then we have Republicans who think that, they can, rate, they don't like Trump's hairstyle, or they don't like his language, or they don't, come on. Get real.
That is amazing.
That's kind of the message of this book I've written, Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America. It's a handbook for fighting this war. You have to first understand that it's a war. You can't reach out across the aisle to people who want to destroy you.
Well, I tell you what, I agree completely with you. You can't reach out to the aisle. These guys are criminals. They're criminals, and they have an agenda, and the agenda is to take over our country, and they're doing it from within. I mean, that's what Lincoln said, is that there wouldn't be a foreign army that set a foot on the shores of the America for 1,000 years. If they tried to take us, it'd be from within, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Exactly.
So what we want everybody to do is to get involved in the war at whatever level, at whatever whatever your expertise is, whatever you can do. You need to jump into the fight instead of watching everybody else fight that's involved. We need numbers.
Yeah,
we need people.
The words that Democrats use, the politically correct phrases, undocumented immigrants, as though they had lost their documents. Well, we'll provide them with new copies if they actually lost them. They haven't lost it. When undocumented immigrants, calling illegal invaders is what they are, illegal aliens, calling them undocumented immigrants legitimizes them and delegitimizes America. That America can't have borders, that we can't have laws that people respect. There are 500 sanctuary cities and counties. These are all seditious counties and cities, and their mayors and officials should be prosecuted. That's what you guys should be promoting, the prosecution of Jerry Brown and whoever that Speaker of the House is.
Well, you got Kevin
DeLeon.
Yeah, Kevin DeLeon.
Becerra.
Yeah, why aren't they in jail? We need prosecutions. We want a federal. We want Jeff Sessions to prosecute them.
That's exactly right.
Breaking fundamental laws of our country.
Boy, we're in agreement on that one, I'll tell you what.
They also have another phrase which summarizes their views, their attitudes, which is people of color. Now, people of color is not even English. We don't say, here's a box of crayons of color. That's the way French people talk. It's not English. It's completely ideological. So you have to say, what is the purpose of this phrase? Well, if you look at Mexico, it has two main ethnic groups, the descendants of the Spanish conquistadors who slaughtered the Indians, the indigenous Indians, and the descendants of the survivors of the indigenous Indians.
Yeah, the alcaldes and the peasants.
So in Mexico, you have an oppressor group and an oppressed group. But when they cross the border into America, they're both people of color, therefore oppressed, therefore they deserve certain sensitivities, and they get certain privileges. Well, but if you think about it, Maharajas in India are also people of color, and so are the beheaders, the Islamic beheaders in Raqqa and Iraq. They're also people of color. If you wondered why the Democratic Party is so soft on Islamic terrorists, it's because they're people of color. Who aren't people of color? The only people in the world who aren't are white people, because they're the oppressors. They're evil. That is a racist party, and there's no way to make peace with it unless they change. And you have to throw it in their face all the time until they, you know, some of them get embarrassed enough to change. I don't see Republicans doing that yet. And when they do, that will tell me that Republicans understand the nature of the battle that we're in.
Well, I think we're getting down to where we got to take a break here pretty soon, and I know you have to go. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. We've been talking to David Horowitz and about his book Big Agenda and President Trump's plan to save America. So if you can hang on till we come back from the break, maybe we can get to the end of the show here and your final thoughts.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theater stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theater March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Box Office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we've just begun. think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like she and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. Sun is gonna shine above. Even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey, and everything will bring a chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, you bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Seems as though a month ago I was beta guy, never got high. Oh, was a sorry guy. But now I smile, a face, a girl that shares my name. Yeah, now I'm through with the game. This boy will never be the same.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, and we're here with David Horowitz, and man, it's been a great hour. Maybe you can give us some final thoughts. The only other thing that we thought we might want to cover is what get your opinion on this sanctuary campus thing, where the police aren't going to enforce the immigration law on these campuses.
Well, we actually have a campaign in California. We've done 11 campuses so far, both the state college system. When I say we, it's the David Horowitz Freedom Center. You can go up to frontpagemagazine.com. It's my website. You can also get my book, Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America, there, but also on Amazon and in Barnes & Noble. And we put up wanted posters for Janet Napolitano, wanted, you know, for violating federal law. Prosecute her and defund the university.
Yep.
And the same thing with the state college system. I think the chancellor's name is White. So there are wanted posters out there. I'm going to be speaking in Berkeley on the 12th if they let me.
Well, I sure hope Sessions. I think the only ones that can do it is at the federal level. Is Sessions needs to start, you know, arresting people and putting them in jail. I mean, I think that's what needs to happen. I've been waiting and hoping and keeping my fingers crossed for it. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, he's got a lot of things he has to do. First, he has to clean out the stable there.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking, too.
We got to get somebody to help us clean it out.
Do you think they will let you speak at Berkeley?
You know, you never know. It's up to the left, isn't it?
Yeah, well, unless the right shows
up. A provocateur is my friend Milo Yiannopoulos is, but so who knows? Mm. But I have spoken at Berkeley where they assigned 30 armed guards to keep the peace. So we'll see.
Mm.
I'm not looking forward to a big fracas, though.
Well, let's hope you don't have one, but that has been kind of the par for the course lately.
It's getting worse and worse.
Well, you're starting
to see... All these universities
are... You're starting to see retaliation in the other direction, though. You take the rally in Southern California that turned violent here just the other day.
Yeah, well, I knew this was coming. You know, they will get violence.
Well, that's people on both sides are going to run out of patience for the nonsense that's going
on. Well, not on both sides. People on our side are going to run out of patience. Those people are the provocateurs. They're the criminals. They should all have been arrested at Berkeley. You can't occupy streets without a permit. You can't shut down bridges. All this criminal activity by Black Lives Matter and all these left-wing protest groups and no consequences for them.
Yeah, sooner or later, someone needs to be arrested, I mean, and put in jail. I mean, they did it.
Well, if they're not, there's going to be violence. That's what's going to happen.
Well, and that might be what the left wants. I mean, that's exactly what they want.
That's what Soros, who's funding a lot of this, wants.
Yeah, they want civil unrest. So, I mean, I'm not sure, but it's going to get ugly. I've been telling everybody, batten down the hatches. You might be a prepper. Even the left is starting to become preppers. I saw the other day the left is becoming preppers because they think that Trump is going to cause the apocalypse. And, boy, is that a twist of fate. It's unbelievable. But I think everybody should become preppers to a degree because we don't know how bad this is going to get.
Yeah.
Anyway, we appreciate you coming on, and we want everybody to buy your book, The Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America. Well, we've been talking with David Horowitz. He's our special guest today. And you got 30 seconds, Dave, and anything left?
Well, like I say, I mean, I think this book is a weapon for this war. Conservatives, you know, if I had to fault them, it's they're too decent, too polite, and somewhat complacent. I mean, they're used to enjoying this country, and they look on these crazies like they're fringe crazies. But, you know, that's the way Hitler looked when he was on the march in the beginning. I mean, Charlie Chaplin made a whole film out of it, making fun of him. It wasn't fun when 70 million people were killed.
Right.
Yep.
So I you know, since I have so much experience in the left, I've spent my life studying the left and writing about it. I think this book can be helpful to people.
Very good.
All right.
Very good. And they can get more information by going to HorowitzFreedomCenter.org, and has a bunch of websites
Correct.
There that will get people more information on what you're showing and promoting and teaching.
All right.
Thanks
All
a lot.
Right, thanks a lot.
Well,
we appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks a lot. You have a great day.
Thanks again.
Thanks, David.
Okay, so we got about 5 minutes. Do we want to go to our last break and then come back for the last couple of minutes, or what do we want to do?
Well, do you have? We don't have to go to a break at this point if you want to play out the rest of the hour.
I don't know. Why don't you play like a Rolling Stone while we search for something to talk about?
Oh, we can do that.
Yeah, that'll be good.
All right, you're listening to Sovereign Minds. Want to get in a last minute call? 530-605-4567.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without?
Rolling Stone. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's why I don't sing. Like a Rolling Stone. Yeah, that's how you get to sing like Bob there. We have a caller on the line.
We do. We have Rally Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, guys. Good program this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to announce to all your listeners that tomorrow night at the Reading Patriots meeting, we have Stephen Jackson going to be our guest speaker, and he is with the Institute on the Constitution. And if people out there want to know you have to know what's in the Constitution before you can know if they're upholding the Constitution. So this
Probably
is one of the a speaker that is going to be talking about why an Article 5 constitutional convention is probably not a good idea. And I think that a lot of people have questions about it and wonder why it would be good or wouldn't be good. And so this is one side of it. So I encourage people to come out tomorrow night, 6 o'clock.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, Sally. We appreciate that.
We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I would encourage everybody to go to Sovereign Minds Facebook, and I've got an article posted on there. This is only a nightmare. Venezuelans have sobering advice for Americans who support democratic socialism. And, you know, the gist of it is that in the depths of poverty, hunger, and extreme violence, it was shocking. And, you know, they asked, they did a study here and they talked to some Americans and they don't think anything's wrong with socialism. You go down to the people in Venezuela and, gee, they're starving. There's no gas. There's no food. Shortages are everywhere. The elite, while the government is fine, they have mansions, foods, and new cars. The people suffer. And, you know, that's something that you better get a grip on because that's where we're headed.
Yep.
Well, that would be Bernie Sanders' favorite economy too. Would be the Venezuelan economy. Is that that not the model that he upheld? Is this is what America should be doing?
Yeah. So much
genius, Bernie. Genius.
Yeah, they just don't get it until it happens, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my, I don't have my free health care, and I have a right for food. No, guess what? If nobody goes out there and works and grows it, you don't have a right. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. It's not going to help you as time goes by. It's not going to help you. You need to be self-reliant, and depend on yourself, and get back to work.
And this has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I am just a simple man.
This has been Sovereign Minds. Stay tuned for We the People on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Cincinnati's police chief says a dispute involving several men preceded the gunfire that erupted early today inside a crowded nightclub. Police Chief Elliot Isaac says one man is dead, 15 others are wounded after the nightclub shooting.
Several local men got into some type of a dispute inside the bar, and it escalated into shots being fired from several individuals.
No arrests have been made. Police are asking witnesses to come forward. Members of the Trump administration and various political analysts are doing a post-mortem on the Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare, which failed to get enough votes and was withdrawn.